Live from, fuck you, I have a megaphone, it's Shenanigans.
Completely unexpected.
Yes, I got a megaphone from my kids for my birthday, and it says, the whatnot.
No, it doesn't.
It reads on here, the whatnot, what's a howie.
If you say it into it.
Shenanigans, and then it says, Canada, watch.
Wow.
And it's got a moose.
Moose.
What are the odds on them finding one with all that stuff on it at the store?
I know. My wife has this really cool Cricut machine, and so all the vinyl she did.
Oh.
But I have a megaphone, bitches.
And it doubles as a butt plug for Craig, so that works out twice as well.
Makes my farts three times as loud.
More of a didgeridoo don't.
Why don't you kiss my rosy red ass, Mahoney?
How would you like to suck my balls? Mr. Garrison.
Very nice.
This week we have Rich.
Hello.
We have Alan.
Hi there.
And we have Walden via remote again. He's not going to say anything, so we don't know if he's really there or not.
I'm here. Hello.
There it is.
Hello. And I'm Craig. Before we get into our main meat of the show.
Meat.
How about them Buffalo Bills, Walden?
For fuck's sake.
I was prepared to go to bed really, really early Sunday night.
But you're lucky you didn't.
That was an ugly start. But
it was a very ugly start.
It was an entertaining finish.
And there's that defense they've been talking about all season, finally.
Yeah. Once Josh Norman's out of the game, you see some people produce.
And Walden, I don't want to brag, but when I was watching with my brothers, I went through and they were getting a little discouraged with the Bills. And I said, look, I said, he's going to do a pick six right now. Watch what happens. And then moments later, boom, intercepts it, goes in, calls it a day. And I looked like a hero.
That's what you do, Rich. That's how it works. You know, I can't believe they're going to beat the Patriots on Monday Night Football.
Wait a minute. What? He said that?
Yeah. Well, as usual.
Years ago.
As usual, Walden started with the punchline. So now the joke won't actually be funny.
We've discussed it before. Go back through the old shows. You'll find it.
Everyone. Listen to all our old episodes.
Before you start getting anything, can you talk about this deliciousness that you brought tonight?
I brought Pabst Blue Ribbon Hard Cold Brew. And
that's all we're going to say about it because they're not paying us.
They're not paying us.
They could.
We have talked about the hard coffee. This is different because it's not creamy and it's not quite as sweet. It's rather dry. But the first gulp of it tastes exactly like cold brew coffee.
It sure does.
I don't like coffee, so we'll see if I like this.
Well, if you don't like it, I'll finish it.
Pour it in a glass then. Or drink out of there.
Do you get That's any right. booze flavor in it?
Not much.
No.
If you trade the bitterness of the coffee for the tartness or the bitterness of the alcohol, the sharpness, it's kind of a wash.
And I'm getting a little chocolatiness out of it too.
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, it's good. I don't know if I could drink a lot of these, but I can definitely have this a good dessert beer.
I can assure you that I can drink a lot of these.
Did anyone watch?
Go, get a,
go ahead.
A clear Tim Hortons cup.
Oh, yep. Yeah, there you go. This would actually pass. It's the right color. The other stuff, they know I don't put anything in my cold brew. So,
anyone watch last night's Monday Night Football game? The Ravens and the Browns?
Were the Bills playing again?
It was a
phenomenal
game.
I did not watch it.
Did you hear anything about it?
I saw Cleveland was down and then came back.
Cleveland's always down.
Didn't see how it finished.
Lamar Jackson spent most of the fourth quarter in the pooper. Yeah, they brought their backup quarterback in because he was having some kind of issues and was back in the locker room. He shuffled to the locker room and ran back, but he shuffled to the locker room. He spent most of the fourth quarter in the locker room, and their backup quarterback got hammered, hurt his knee or something on a play, so he had to come back out to the field and finish the game, and he threw a touchdown right away.
Well, then how many times has a football player had to leave because they had diarrhea?
Never. They just shit themselves on the field.
Like a professional.
Just go for it, yeah. Especially the offensive lineman. If it looks like an offensive lineman shit his pants, he probably shit his pants.
Oh, my God.
Well, that all depends.
They're like astronauts.
Is this thing on? Hello? Is this thing working?
Does the cup go under the depends or over it?
There it is.
Oh, then we fluff out on the sides.
The depends with the wings. You're covered all over.
So where do the Bills go from here?
Well,
I'm not allowed to say.
10-3.
They play Denver next, right?
They play Denver next. Denver's not very good.
Are they playing in Buffalo?
No, they're playing in Denver.
We'll say they're going to win the division at this point.
Okay, for the first time since 1995.
Right. I think at this point it's a safe assumption that they're going to beat Denver. The toughest game is Miami in week 17, which...
Sorry.
That isn't funny. Miami's actually... Their defense is awesome.
Their quarterback's pretty good, too.
Their quarterback's... Yeah, Tua's coming around. Fitz is good if he falters. Fitz is always a good fallback for three picks.
A lot of these national guys said, though, like Bills are actually poised to really be the only team right now that could beat Kansas City. What do you think about that?
I disagree completely.
So do I. I don't think there's anything that's going to stop Mahomes.
Yep, nobody's beating Kansas City.
All right.
I see a replay of Super Bowl I.
Super Bowl I?
One would have been Green Bay, right?
Yep, and Kansas City.
In Kansas City?
Yep.
Len Dawson's going to smoke in the locker room?
Of course, and the smoke will come up between the on his helmet, the guards on his helmet. Yeah.
Sports.
And then they have New England, don't they? Don't the Bills play New England?
Yes, the Bills play New England.
Yeah.
Twice every season.
Yeah, they have.
I knew that.
Twice. Yep.
Look at you.
And even though New England may not be as good as they once were, never count them out.
Right. Yeah, they played them tough the first time.
Look what they did to the Chargers. The Chargers are the worst good team in the league.
Yeah.
I hate it when somebody fucks up my Charger. My kids are always stealing my Charger.
And I also think that Pittsburgh's way overrated. I think they got lucky in scheduling, but that 11-0 start was a fluke.
Okay. It's tough to do that. Yeah. It's tough to go 11-0 at all. So, yeah. Roethlisberger was playing out of his head. So, as the quarterback goes, especially if it's Ben Roethlisberger.
Isn't he old?
38, so, yeah.
Like, because I know that name from, like, a long time. He's been around a long time.
Yes. 17 years, I think.
Yeah, that's a long time. That's like two football careers, maybe three.
That's right, Big Ben.
The commentators spent a lot of time comparing Josh Allen to Ben Roethlisberger, and I think that's just a horrible, horrible comparison.
Well, it's Chris Collinsworth. What the fuck does he know about football?
Roethlisberger was never as mobile as Josh Allen.
No.
Ever.
And I loved how, at the beginning... Collinsworth is such a dweeb, really, because when the Steelers come out and they come out pretty hot, he's all about them and this is what we expected, and you know what, the Bills aren't quite there yet, and then the Bills started coming back and he goes, this is what I told you before the game, the Bills are really right there, and I'm like, dude, a quarter and a half ago you said exactly the opposite.
I always said that about Jim Kelly though when he was with the Bills. When he won and the Bills won, it was always, I was playing great, I was incredible, I was on my game. But when they lost, they always lost as a team, you know. But when they won, it was always because of me.
Right.
Allen's got to stop running the ball and not sliding. He runs full throttle into the blockers, and they're tackling him.
He's the size
like
of a lineman.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. He's got a career ahead of him. He's got to stay in shape and stay healthy.
He plays it situationally like he should. If it's that 3rd and 18 where he ran the ball.
And he slid like a yard before? Is that where he slid?
That was towards the end of the game when he slid a yard short.
Yeah.
But they had a 3rd and 18, and he pulled it in and started running. You can't, and he gained 10 yards, but you can't slide on a 3rd and 18, 8 yards short of the first down.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't slide there. That play where he slid a yard short is eating up clock. He's doing the right thing by sliding there, even if he's a yard short of the first down.
So much to remind him, cleats up, spikes up.
Yeah. Ty Cobb.
Exactly.
And sharpen them.
Don't give him any ideas. We've got a penalty.
Like spinning the ball in front of the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He gets in trouble for spinning the ball in front of the other guy,
And then this week, they got a whole fucking mini jumbotron where they all go dancing.
Yeah, they got slide. Yeah, that's not even sports anymore. Now that's they're just playing for Snapchat, Instagram. Everybody can go on. Yeah, that was fun. That did make me laugh.
You're doing Irish line dancing.
Yeah.
Hey, last week, who was it that rocked Cole Beasley?
Did Cole Beasley get rocked?
Yeah, in last week's games against the 49ers.
Like as a celebration, not as a hit. He literally picked him up and that was choreographed.
That was, I can't remember his name.
You're making him think too hard. Let's not hurt.
But Cole Beasley did say that was choreographed. They had plans ahead of time to go through and do something silly.
I'm sure.
Got it.
And he asked, so Cole Beasley's like 5'7", 173 pounds. The other guy is 6'3", 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. And Cole goes, if I score again this week, what are we going to do to celebrate? And the other guy said, you're going to rock me. And he goes, dude, no.
That would end his career.
Oh, what was the guy's name? Now it's going to drive me nuts. I can't think of it.
Well, you're going to see it on his football, in his Super Bowl jersey anyway, because the Bills are going to the Super Bowl.
No, he's fucked it up.
See, I didn't say that. I got yelled at for the Monday Night Football thing. So.
Well, it's different.
It's the same.
You can that's no, it's not. When you're in game and the clock is ticking, you can't jinx it. You can make predictions for down the road. Like if you said the Monday before, I can't believe the Bills are going to beat the Patriots on Monday Night Football, I'd be like, dude, you're crazy. They're not going to. But when you say it and the Bills are winning on that Monday Night Football game, you jinxed it.
Are you done yet? Are you done yet? I've been hearing about this for years.
That's like saying the shutout word during a hockey game. You don't say it during the game.
Right.
Well, now that I'm hanging out with my brothers for some of these football games, I'm learning. And because of shenanigans, I've been watching and listening to more football. And now I'm learning the gambling part of it, too. Because now if the Bills go through, they needed that first down on that last play in order for my brother to win all the teasers that he had going. Because if he didn't get the first down, then they would have had to get the field goal. And if they get the field goal, then that would have went over the points. So he needed the first down so they could run the clock out. Yeah, so I'm like, well, I don't understand, Carb. So now he's explaining everything to me. So I think maybe next week I might get a couple teasers in there now that I'm learning sports.
You know, now that you can't go hunting.
Yeah. Right.
Now that my hunting career is on hold, I think I'm going to take a shot at gambling.
There's no shooting in gambling.
That's not always true.
What about craps?
Not gonna fall out of a tree.
Right, we did get a nice compliment from somebody, right?
Are you gonna, you know, distract the guys coming to break your legs by setting your car alarm off?
Stupid. Yeah, you'll see when I'm biting on and chewing on some deer jerky next year.
That you bought from the store?
I just meant shotgun season's over.
I'm going to go through next year and just drive down back roads with my lights off to hit a deer. And I'll show you guys.
I highly recommend the Millersport.
Yeah.
He's going to put those deer whistles on backwards. So
yeah. I'm going to invite him.
Draws him in.
It's funny.
He's going to learn how to buck snort between then and now. Speaking of wild animals. All this time we thought Sarah Jessica Parker was a horse face. Turns out she might actually be part kangaroo.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell us more.
So apparently down in Australia, there is a woman being chased around by a kangaroo, literally chasing her down the street. She said they see kangaroos around their neighborhood all the time and didn't really think much of it, but she was out for a run last Saturday, and a kangaroo spotted her and just kept edging closer to the point where it started chasing her. She said, I had to jump a couple of fences to actually try and get away from it. By the time I got over that last fence, I thought, oh my God, this kangaroo is not going to stop. She said, within a moment of her turning her back and covering her head, there was a massive thump on her back, and she fell to the ground with the kangaroo standing over her. She thought she was going to get clawed to death, and it just stood there. So she finally got up and started running into one of her neighbor's houses, and it kept following her. So she got in the house, and the neighbors are like freaking out. They go outside. The kangaroo is not messing with the neighbors. It's just standing outside the house waiting for this woman to come back out. So they're throwing rocks at the thing to try and chase it off. And it turns out it was they call the game warden. I guess they have game wardens in Australia's cities because the fucking kangaroos are all over the place.
Kangaroo Jack.
Yeah. So the game warden comes out and says he thinks that it was possibly because of her perfume, that it's like stalking her and chasing her and stuff. And it turns out it was Sarah Jessica Parker perfume.
Kangaroo Fucker by Sarah Jessica Parker. It's sex in the outback.
I like the big thump on the back.
Those things are like dangerous, man. They're very powerful.
Yeah, they are. Back in like when there was nothing better to do, before they had television, they used to do kangaroo boxing as like an exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
And you could actually win like $20, which, you know, this is early 20th century. That was a lot of money.
It's how Jake Paul got a start.
Is it? I don't know. Who
is he the YouTube guy?
Yeah. He boxed somebody, a celebrity boxing match during before the Mike Tyson fight.
Don't you listen to our podcast?
We talked about it.
It's a name.
When I listen to it, I'm Googling stuff as I'm listening to it. So now it works. So every time I'm listening to it, we write down all the websites and stuff. So then I go on and look as we go.
Anybody else listen to it at work? Or do you keep it secret?
No, it's only me at my house because I work from home. But I put it on the Facebook. So we got a few people that listen.
Allegedly.
Shout out to my mom. Hey, Mom.
Did she still feel bad about not letting you
She really
glasses?
Liked the Nigerian prince penis thing.
She loves the voice.
She loves the voice.
Thank you very much.
My mom won't listen to the podcast anymore. She can't handle the stupid.
That was your aunt too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We weren't cat friendly enough for her.
That's true. But then again, who is?
Hey, cat, the other white meat.
They're a predator. I would think they'd be mostly dark meat.
You would think.
I've got my little kitty stray that's at the back of my house right now, so I feed that thing. It was like once a day. Now it's three times a day I feed the cat. It's cold out, though. He's got to have his little weight on because I don't want him to get, I don't want him to die.
It's just your leftovers, though, so it's still hungry.
No, I went and bought cat food for him. And not the crap either. I got like the Hill's Science diet for him.
What's he done for you lately?
Poor little guy. He is cute, but he's still skittish. You know, you can't even go near him. Like, he'll come to the door when he's hungry. Then as soon as I open the door, he runs. And then as soon as the food comes out. But when I shut the door, instead of being skittish, he will run right to the food now.
Are you trying to groom him so you can bring him in the house?
Nah.
Like squirrels.
No, it's the neighbor lady does.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get the cat in the house. I just give him a warm place. He's got a nice little place. And I ran an extension cord and a light bulb out there, too, so it can be warm for him. So...
He's drawn by the light until he steps on the electric cord.
I'm getting soft in my old age with all these strays. I'm like, feeding things. 8 years ago, I had a shot.
I'm just a paper boy, man. I'm just a paper boy.
Shh. This is only going to take a minute.
But then he set off his car alarm and scared off the cat.
Yeah. Ah, goodness.
So we're still in the midst of a raging pandemic that got slightly worse in Niagara County here for us over the last day and a half or so.
Is it because all the people from the other counties that are closed are coming in?
I think so.
That's what it seems to be for everybody.
So during this pandemic, people have had to be creative to get toilet paper, to get their basic staples, to get a haircut. George Clooney, millionaire George Clooney, decided he needed a haircut. So what did he do? He called, what's his name, Billy
Blank?
No, that's the Ty Bo guy.
Oh, it is.
Billy Sunday?
No, not a preacher.
Billy Holiday?
Billy Eilish?
No. Good God.
Billy Idol?
Billy Bob Rubeck?
No.
Billy Bob Thornton?
Mm-hmm. Billy Mays.
Oh.
Billy Mays Hayes?
Billy Mays is dead.
He is. That we found out why he was so excitable on his infomercials.
Because he was blasting lines all the time.
He loved the cocaine.
He loved the cocaine, that guy.
Yeah.
So anyway, George Clooney called the infomercial and got himself a vacuum cleaner and a Flobee.
Yeah, because that's Flobee. Yeah. Oh, there it is, the Flobee. Yeah, there's the name.
I didn't think it was real. I thought that I want one of these. I've wanted one of these for a long time.
Instead, he keeps buying shake weights.
That's dirty.
The actor revealed he's been cutting his own hair for the past 25 years with a 1980s era contraption that he attaches to the vacuum cleaner. He revealed the trick when asked by CBS about how he adapted to months of lockdown in 2020. I've been cutting my own hair for 25 years. I bought a thing called the Flo-Bee.
You remember the Flo-Bee? The Flo-Bee from 1980s. I give you now
the suck cut.
The suck cut. It sure does suck. It's sucking my will to live.
Can be placed on the end of a vacuum cleaner to trim hair. I thought it was totally not real.
He's had the same Flo-Bee for 25 years. That thing's a fucking antique now.
Yeah.
I knew the thing was real, and then they have stories.
Well, you clearly used one.
Well, no, I went straight to cutting. I'm shaved. Bald is beautiful, baby. But they went through, and there were stories about the young kids going through their teenage years and doing different things with the male anatomy and putting it in the end of one of those things, not realizing that it was actually a vacuum attached. They didn't realize it was has razor blades in it to cut hair. So, yeah, there were stories about that.
Darwinism, though.
Yeah, it'll clear him out for sure.
He pees in 12 different directions at once.
Yeah, now he's a sprinkler.
It's the Instamoil.
Yeah.
It's a party favor now.
Can you imagine? Ah! It's
the
horrible.
Instamoil.
Oh, it's self-cleaning.
Oh, goodness.
I did not realize that he's had the same Flo-Bee this whole time. I've been looking for one. I want one. I wanted one back in the day, but 25 years ago, I couldn't afford $19.95 for as seen on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But
and now there's no point.
Oh no, that's not true. I got a set of new clippers for my birthday this weekend. This is all fresh.
The Flo-Bee system can be yours for $98.95.
Yeah, exactly. That's still,
wow. That's how much they are now.
With inflation, that's actually still $19.95.
Well, they were $19.95 until George Clooney admitted that he uses the Flo-Bee. And then due to demand, it's now $98.95.
Holy
payable
cow.
In three easy installments.
Holy
of $29.95.
That's insane.
That is crazy.
And if you call now...
But wait, there's more.
You can get Time Life, music of the... 90s
and a football phone
for just one penny. We're gonna send you 96 CDs,
and then you're on the hook for 19 more at $29 a piece.
Yeah,
except they
Round
don't know
Columbia House.
They don't know how to find Aloysius Penny Whistle to collect the rest of the money.
Did you have one of those?
I always wanted to, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I was a good boy.
I had a Columbia House.
Yeah, I did a Columbia House.
I did Book of the Month Club.
You got me there.
Beer of the Month Club.
Nope.
I just started the Bourbon of the Month Club.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
I'd be interested in sharing some of that with you.
But then Columbia House called and told on him.
Yeah. He's a non-payer. Don't get him any monthly subscriptions.
I was a Library of America monthly subscriber.
Man.
Yeah.
Pornhub.
No, Pornhub, they had a major
Ovaltine.
Change. Drink more Ovaltine.
I watched that last night.
So yesterday when I logged on to Pornhub, it had 13.9 million videos. Today when I logged on, it had 2.9 million videos. They took like 11 million videos down.
What?
So the only thing that's on there are verified people because that way, like, so you couldn't as a person just upload another video of something else.
Again.
Right. So because there was talk of child abuse and something else going on, non-consensual sex and stuff. So now the only way to be able to post on Pornhub is to have a verified account. And if you're not a verified account, they stripped all your videos. So they lost 11 million videos last night.
Wow.
So Matt's got a lot more free time.
Yeah. Maybe he can come back sometime.
I didn't really, like, they track all that stuff. Like, you can Google all the information on how much they track, where all the stuff is, like, who watches it the most, what part of the country, what they watch. I didn't realize that. You know, I went through and stumbled onto something when you go through and it's just like, it was like Pornhub Awards and it would have had to deal with all that type of marketing and how many hits they get every day.
I go on there to see if Bella Thorne is actually in the videos that she produces, but so far she's not.
I don't know who that is.
She's too young for all of us.
Okay.
But she's a dirty girl. But she produces movies now.
I was going to say, I thought she just said she's not in them.
No, she was on Disney. She's a Disney princess gone bad.
Oh.
Like Anne Hathaway.
She can be bad all she wants.
Anne Hathaway is a cutie. Diary.
She was Princess Diaries.
She does the dirty things too or no?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the most wonderful breasticles in Hollywood? There they are.
But she's like, that's movie scenes. Like, she's doing respectable movies. She's not doing porn movies, is she?
She's doing other stuff too, bud.
No.
Sorry to break the news to you. But
oh, that breaks my heart right now.
Anyone remember Maitland Ward from Boy Meets World?
Yeah.
The redhead in the lab?
That's all she does is porn now.
She does dirty porn.
Yeah. So I've heard.
Howie told me.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. Well, I don't want to say it's horrible, but that's your life and that's what you want. But, that's another heartbreaking one.
Oh, look at Elizabeth Berkley doing Showgirls.
But that was still
that
a movie.
That ruined her career, really.
That did kind of ruin her career.
Or did it make her career?
No,
she
I think she was
not a household name before that.
I think she was, more well known and better
off
beforehand.
Whatever happened to, was her name Lisa Turtle?
Turtle.
On the show?
Yep.
What the hell happened to her?
Not a clue.
And that's from what? Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to think who else was on that show.
Was her real name Lark Voorhees?
Yes.
Is that a different actress?
Yep, that's her.
Yes.
That's
okay.
Her.
Okay. I don't, that name.
I knew her brother Michael. Anybody? There it is.
Back to the lake.
Walden, we miss you.
So,
well, that's right why that's why you're not allowed to go hunting.
I didn't even get a chance to take a shot. So
he's all Barney Fife. He keeps one bullet in his pocket.
Right, his upper pocket.
Yep.
When I go hunting, and with my
nip it in the bud,
I got news for you. When I go shotgun hunting for deer, I just need one bullet. All right, because I'm a dead eye
to signal for a rescue. Yeah.
It's a flare bullet.
Well, Black Bart, now you get yours.
Somebody replaced all the bad guys in that clip with zombies from different zombie movies and tried to pass it off as funny. It's not funny. Ralphie shooting zombies?
Yeah, I was never a huge zombie guy to begin with.
No. Zombies suck.
But I would probably watch that just to see. I mean, it's got to be somewhat creative. They left all the actual scenery and just...
It really wasn't.
Oh.
And, like, the heads were exploding from the pellet gun, which, okay, I get it, but...
Have either of you seen the sequel to that movie?
Sequel to what?
I heard Christmas it was atrocious.
It is terrible.
I won't watch the sequel in principle.
I did not even know there was a sequel to that. How am I out of touch with stuff like this?
I don't know. Maybe you get out too much.
Walden, did you know there was a sequel to Christmas Story?
I knew there was a sequel, but I have never spent any time trying to find it. I've heard horrible things about it.
So most sequels are bad. I'm trying to think what sequels I did like. Analyze This and then Analyze That. I liked Analyze That. That was a good sequel.
Yeah.
But then remember the movie Boondock Saints?
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Boondock Saints is incredible. But then they did All Saints Day. So it was Boondock Saints, All Saints Day, which, by the way, is my birthday. But that movie came out on November 1st and horrible.
This year?
No, that's probably 15 years old by now.
Oh, okay.
But it was just same thing. You're trying to get the same thing, but it was just horrible. So that was one of the bad ones as far as sequels go.
I didn't see that movie until maybe a year or so ago because a friend of mine told me it was so good, I had to watch it. And he's Irish. Mm-hmm. You know, that made sense that he would enjoy the movie. I think it's an Irish movie.
It is.
But I always ignored it because I confused it with The Boondocks,
the cartoon.
Strip.
Mm-hmm. Cartoon. Just like,
I don't really enjoy that cartoon all that much. And the movie's completely different than what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Incredible, wasn't it?
A little bit.
Well, that's one of my favorite gangster movies, and that includes a lot of the Italian ones. I thought it was fantastic. And then what's that guy's name that's always William Dafoe?
Yeah.
Just a freak in that show, man. It's incredible. He's just a weird dude. Everything he plays is weird, but he's just extra weird in this, and I just think it's wonderful. Just a great movie. You know the movie, right?
Willem Dafoe in drag again.
Yeah. Oh, such a good movie.
It's like seeing Steve Buscemi in drag.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, that other movie is called My Summer Story.
Really?
A 1994 comedy film. It serves as a sequel to the 1983 film A Christmas Story.
Any of the same cast?
I don't think so. It's got...
Same director?
Charles Grodin.
Love Charles Grodin.
It's got Mary Steenburgen.
Really? You like Charles Grodin?
Grodin in the movie Midnight Run.
Charles
with Robert De Niro. It's incredible.
Charles Grodin is how I know not to watch the movie.
No. Watch Midnight Run.
Yeah, I like Charles Grodin too.
Yeah, I think he's fantastic.
He's no Albert Brooks, but
oh my God.
He is no Albert Brooks. Albert Brooks is his own phenomenon. That guy's gotta get out more.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're continuing with more COVID.
No!
Yes, if we figure if we talk about it, I'll just leave. Talk about it enough, it'll go away. That's what happened to all my girlfriends in high school.
By acknowledging them, they immediately turned and left?
Yes. If I said, hello,
and
they said goodbye.
And suddenly you were socially distanced.
Yes.
At least they acknowledge you. I've been making women lesbians since 1986.
I always make the joke that I've had lots of girlfriends. I had a lot of girlfriends in high school. Most of them didn't know it.
I always tell the lesbians that I've done more for gay pride than the flag in a pride parade.
Bigger than the rainbow.
So anyway, a tequila bar in Nottingham has plans to get around the Tier 3 restrictions by registering itself as the Church of 400 Rabbits, claiming it's a place of worship. It isn't actually a church. I know the Church of 400 Rabbits' tequila bar is applied to be classed as a place of worship. It's probably going to be thrown out because it is a tequila bar. When the national lockdown ends, Nottingham will be a Tier 3 zone. That means if you're a tequila bar, you're allowed only to sell takeaway or delivery drinks. Wait a minute. So you can drive up and get a beer or tequila and drive away? Is
yes.
Is there a cop sitting at the end of the parking lot?
The United States is far more restrictive than Europe.
Okay.
There are drive-through bars in Europe where it's common that you can just go buy a beer in your car and drive away with it.
If the bar can convince the Registrar General that it has an active and willing congregation.
Let the record show Craig's hand was raised.
It might be able to start letting people back in, but primarily it's being used as a gimmick to highlight the harsh conditions put upon the hospitality sector this year. A gym in Poland tried a similar trick last month, rebranding itself as a Church of the Healthy Body in a bid to stay open. Are there any loopholes? Glad you asked. Pubs in Tier 2 can serve alcohol if it comes with a substantial meal. Como fries are not a substantial meal.
Wait a minute. I know a bar, and this is real, and I'm not going to name the place because I don't want to get them in trouble, but they're serving Como bologna for a dollar.
Nice. I know another bar that's serving Lunchables that they picked up at BJ's.
That's
they
funny.
They paid too much at BJ's. You can get them at the Dollar Tree.
Really?
Yeah.
I made one tweet today, one fucking tweet today, about Dollar General and their new store that's coming to Lockport.
You should announce it because otherwise no one will see it.
I got blocked immediately by Dollar General.
Really? Well, what did you say?
I said...
He didn't say anything. He tweeted it.
Oh. I tweeted that I hope that Dollar General doesn't give us the same bland buildings they put up everywhere for their new store in historic downtown Lockport. Because we have a little culture here, the buildings they use may be functionally adequate, but they're culturally and aesthetically empty.
That sounds like information that they would want to have from a historian of Lockport and maybe work with you a little bit in regards to maybe things that can help them along the way with that path. But
blocked.
Where is this going to be?
On the corner, right, you know where Sub Delicious is? That parking lot behind Sub Delicious.
Then where are we supposed to park?
You're not supposed to park. You're supposed to find another parking lot that is owned by the same person that is probably going to charge you to park there.
That's crazy.
And who is that person?
I am not naming that person. No way. I actually get along really well with him.
Yeah, he's not a bad guy.
Nope.
Allegedly.
I get along great with him.
You have to say that. This is public.
Yeah, I remember he had bought a house to flip right in my neighborhood. And he's got a huge house in this area. So when he pulled up to look at the house, and it was, I forget, not his Ferrari. What's the other fast car?
The Bentley?
No. It's a...
Model T?
No.
Matchbox?
A Yugo?
No. But it's a cool name, but we'll call it the Ferrari. But it's actually even
K-car?
Nicer than the Ferrari. But he pulled up in the neighborhood, and he was checking it out. I says, you know what? I says, it's about time you started thinking about downsizing. I says, I'm so excited we're going to be neighbors now. I says, you and I are going to be able to drink beer, scratch ourselves, and talk about our ladies. And then he kind of laughed and then just went about his business. Many moons ago.
So, yes, pubs are churches now. If wine is the blood of Christ, what can we call tequila? The tears of Christ.
Ooh.
The tears of Jesus.
There you go.
That's right.
The revenge of...
Oh, yeah, tequila,
Montezuma.
Man.
Montezuma.
Montezuma.
Well, as long as we're talking about bars.
Okay.
Apparently, they found a way to make beer and potato chips more environmentally friendly.
Less likely to induce methane?
Sort of. Walkers is a brand in over there in across the pond. And they've adopted a technique that they say will slash CO2 emissions from its manufacturing process by 70%. The technology uses CO2 captured from beer fermentation in a brewery, which is then mixed with potato waste, which I didn't know that was a thing, and turned into fertilizer.
I don't waste any potatoes.
That's right. It'll then be spread on UK fields to feed the following year's potato crop. So it all comes full circle of life. Are you going to sing in the African voice now?
No.
You mean no.
No.
Creating
what,
fertilizer.
Am I some kind of clown here for your amusement?
Yes.
I make you laugh?
Oh, God. It's African Pesci.
I love the voice so much, and I know they didn't say anything in the movie, but I'm just going to leave an empty Coke bottle at his seat from now on.
So many differences.
I remember watching that movie the first time going, what the fuck is this? And then I invited a friend over, you gotta watch this. This movie's weird. Next thing you know, we're having viewing parties. Like, check out this movie. I don't know, I watched it like 8 times when it first came out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The gods must be crazy.
He knows what you're talking about.
Coke bottle.
Yeah.
For some reason, I had Coke can in my head, Vern. In his chair. You're trying to like trick him into sitting on it when he comes back?
No, I'm just going to have it sitting there because of the voice. Though he'd have a higher African voice.
It's true. Then you need your megaphone.
This megaphone is awesome.
Everything is awesome.
Practically. I wasn't going to say allegedly. So yeah, usually it producing fertilizer actually creates CO2. So this is actually better for the environment. And it encourages people to make more beer and make more potato chips.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, apparently that was more interesting than funny because you guys aren't joking around. Get on with it. I'd read more, but that's pretty much the article.
Yeah, that's it.
The rest is just more bullshit.
So speaking of food, I have no idea what this is.
This is going to be an editing nightmare for you this week.
It always is. Lady Gaga and Oreo team up to spread musical messages of kindness with limited edition cookies. They're wrapped in bacon.
They're not dough.
It's a dress of bacon. Isn't that what she did? She have a meat dress or something, right?
She did have a meat dress. And it was delicious.
Lady Gaga has a sweet treat in store for her little cookie monsters.
Oh, yeah.
The pop star partnered with Oreo to release a line of cookies inspired by her feel-good dance album, Chromatica. Taking design cues from the 16-track album, the vanilla-flavored cookies are bright pink with green cream filling. That just sounds nasty. Features various embossments inspired by the album. The limited edition cookies will be available in 6 cookie packs at convenience stores starting in January. For $12.95, fans can have Lady Gaga Oreo cookies and sign up for Lady Gaga Oreo Stan Club next month to be notified when the full-size packs are officially available.
Ice cold milk and an Oreo cookie. They forever go together. It's a classic combination. You guys remember that?
Oh, my God. He's got it all.
This made me think more of the coach from Letterkenny. It's fucking embarrassing.
Wait, did you see that it even says sing with Oreo? Sing it with Oreo.
What?
That's what I just did. Maybe I'm going to be big. I'm going to be famous.
There you go.
I'm going to be Mr. Gaga.
Wouldn't you
could be her daddy.
So lucky.
She's going to say, what's up, you big old man? What, hunk of man meat? I'll be like, oh, Lady Gaga, you're so flattering.
You just want to get into that meat dress.
Yeah. She can go out for the night and be like, what are you doing? I'm going to be cooking your dress.
She still has part of it.
That match that dress.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
I think Lady Gaga's attractive. There's a lot of people that don't, but I do. I think she's very attractive.
Depends on the day. Sometimes her makeup choices are turn off.
Well, yeah, the makeup for sure, but I think generally the bone structure, I like the larger nose on her. I think she's a very attractive girl. I mean, I know when you go into that and you can go through and Google all the other stuff that she does, you know, the Illuminati stuff, dancing naked.
Wait, she dances
cleansing
naked?
Her body with baby's blood, all that stuff. Yeah, but
so Lady,
who doesn't have a couple weird quirks?
Lady Gaga is going to team up with Oriole, and Britney Spears is going to team up with Hydrox.
Oh, I thought they said Hydros.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are delicious with bourbon.
Baby, eat me one more time. And I don't know where that came from, because I know no Britney Spears songs.
No, but she might bring back the Floby. Just remember, she shaved her head.
Oh,
went
yeah,
all
yeah.
Crazy.
Every once in a while, I come across this list on Facebook or some other sites that are like the strange and disgusting habits of celebrities. I'll click on it once in a while. And you know what Britney Spears' strange and disgusting habit is?
What?
She eats junk food. Like, really? This is
that's,
a disgusting
That's
habit?
America.
Yeah.
Anyone who's seen Britney Spears in the last 5 years knows she eats junk food.
She got a little junk in that trunk.
She got junk everywhere now.
More than before.
I like Britney.
I like her. Don't like her music.
Yeah. But come on, that was it. Hit Me Baby One More Time. Is that where she was in the Catholic Girls?
Yes.
Yeah. That was,
it was like her first video.
Yeah.
Big hit.
And she's a Disney girl too, right?
Yeah, she was a Mouseketeer with Justin Timberlake.
JT, that's my man.
I did not like Justin Timberlake, and then I watched him do a duet with Chris Stapleton on the Country Music Awards. They did Tennessee Whiskey.
Great
and then
song.
Can't Drink You Away.
Mm-hmm.
My God, those two together, it was phenomenal.
He really is a talented dude.
He is.
I mean, he's like, what, more than the quadruple threat. I mean, he could sing, he could dance, he can act. He's funny as hell.
And he's banging Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live is where I actually found he's really hysterical and talented. Before that, he was just another boy band reject.
No.
Saturday Night Live, he was funny.
The rest of the band that he was it NSYNC or the Backdoor Boys?
You know what? I think it was in. Was it NSYNC?
I think it was. The rest of them have the, they're the funky bunch to his Marky Mark.
Yeah.
Now,
<You're right.
laughs> that
it's
wasn't the case.
Reference.
That wasn't the case at the time. They were all equally
douchebaggeries.
Douchebaggery, yeah.
But all the girls, man, it is funny when you look at all the girls that just love me. Now, when they start doing this to you, look at the women now that are 45, 50 years old that are just filling the stadiums to go see these boy bands. My friends.
Like Tony Bennett, he gets underwear on the stage.
Yeah, they're just,
now they're this big.
Yeah. Now, they look more like blankets now, but hey, it's still the thought that counts. It's still happening. I saw Tony over at Buffalo State College. What is that little? There's a little stadium there that he was in. It was only like 400 people there, but it was a great show.
Like the Bengal Stadium?
Something. Yeah, it was right close to that. It was a good show. Hell of a show. I was singing along, having a good time. There was one ticket left.
Are you talking about the retirement home over there?
Don't be dissing my man, Tony B. He's a good dude, but I went there. There was one ticket left when you're looking to buy them. There was one ticket left, like right in the center of the row, so I had to either go in one way or the other. So everybody's coupled off. Everybody's got their stuff, and it's just, and I'm that fat guy coming in now towards the end. Hey, is that,
excuse me.
But I still had a great time. And he was watching me. I sang along with everything. I knew every song, and we were just having a good old time.
Last time I went to a concert, I went to see The Who.
We just did it together.
At the Effin Arena downtown.
Ew. When you put it that way, it sounds gross.
Forgive me. I spent $11 on a shitty beer, and I sat in the cup holder in front of me. And this woman comes along. She's going to, you know, she's trying to walk past me to get to her seat. And I go to grab my drink. She goes, oh, I got plenty of room. Knocked my beer over. She goes, whoops, and kept on going. I had taken one sip out of it. I'm like, are you going to pay for it? Well, you shouldn't have left it there. I just tried to pick it up, and you said you could get through.
Oh, dummies.
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm a liar.
All right, moving on so we can get the show over.
Oh, yeah, that's the most important thing. Let's get it fucking over with already.
Yeah. NAC, say Yes, yeah, I could do that.
I'm
having a stroke, apparently.
Maple, we'll cut this part too.
I can't talk and I smell purple.
If you're having a stroke, we can go.
An unusual sequence of numbers drawn by South Africa's national lottery has left players dumbfounded and sparked accusations of fraud and penis theft after 20 people won a share of the jackpot. The consecutive numbers 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and a Powerball number of 10 were the South African National Lottery's winning combination Tuesday night. Can you repeat those numbers back for me there, Walden? In South
that
Africa?
That was 5? No.
You were on it. Do it, man. You got 6, it.
7, 8, 9, 10.
And now,
if you add all those numbers up, that's how long my peanuts used to be.
And now with tonight's lottery numbers, it's Uganda Vega.
Uganda Vega. Oh, my God.
That's the title. He's writing it down.
Oh, Christ.
And I'm going to tag her in it. I bet you she's got a great sense of humor.
She has to at this point.
So 20 lucky players hit the jackpot and won 5.7 million rand, which was 277,000 pounds. So what's that, $300,000?
That's nice.
Less. Yeah.
What are they complaining about? Too many winners?
Yeah, $250,000, I guess. Somewhere in there.
Is that in Canadian?
Yeah. No.
And I recognize a little symbol there.
That's a pound sign.
Me too.
It's called a hashtag. Damn it.
It doesn't read as pound me too. It's hashtag me too.
Oh, I was.
You're old.
Who are you telling?
Number me too? That's more significant given the story.
Gosh. I enjoy being here with you guys. I really do.
The last couple shows, we've had strange phallus sightings from around the world.
Put your pants back on.
No one would see anyway. It's cold outside.
Yeah. Well, it's strange phalluses. It's not big phalluses.
Just days after a large phallus sculpture mysteriously disappeared from a Bavarian mountainside, a similar wooden carving has appeared in its place, German news agency reported Thursday. The saga began several years ago when a 2 meter tall, that's almost 7 feet, sculpture appeared on the high mountain in southern Germany. It quickly became a selfie magnet for hikers and even featured on Google Maps, where it was described as a cultural monument. The sculpture...
Because Germans are dicks.
It's in the mountain overlooking Fugging.
This sculpture is exactly why we stopped having a Germany watch, because no matter where you look over there, it's just no more dicks everywhere.
Plus phallus sculptures. The sculpture toppled over several weeks ago, only to be erected again.
Well, it was cold.
Mm-hmm. Last week, it vanished entirely, with only a pile of sawdust left behind.
What's German for, I was in the pool?
Even as local police probe the disappearance, the tale took a further twist Thursday with the discovery that a new, slightly larger carving of male genitalia had popped up at the site, propped up with wooden beams.
You said propped.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's definitely... And it's near two bodas, so it looks... Yeah. How long did it take you to carve that?
Those aren't boulders.
Sand it.
That guy must know karate by now.
Vinny, what are you doing there in Germany?
Sand a cock. Sand a cock.
That's funny. Well done, sir.
And now this week in sex dolls, which we have pretty much so semi-retired a bit until something funny comes along.
Yeah, I have to take blame for this one.
We've talked about this guy before. He's the Kazakh bodybuilder. He's the gym rat.
Very nice.
Yes. A Kazakh bodybuilder and his sex doll have made their love official in front of friends and family in a romantic, albeit highly unusual, wedding ceremony. This guy has taken to social media to share a video and happy snaps of the occasion with a bride dressed in a plunging white lace gown alongside the proud groom in a black tuxedo. The couple posed for professional photos before celebrating their nuptials with drinking and dancing.
You said nuptial. Did you actually say that this is a sex doll?
Yes.
Okay. So, finally, a Kazakhstan man can have a wife that rides on the hood legally in the United States.
That is true.
Maybe she just had too much Botox.
Maybe. I mean, her face isn't moving in the photograph, so...
The bodybuilder identifies as pansexual and describes himself as an athlete, art worker, blogger, and sexy maniac. He has been dating his now wife, Margot, for 2 years. What's that courtship like? Hello, Sam's House of
sex dolls.
Yes, can I borrow Margot for the evening? The pair have been inseparable since they met in a nightclub.
She's stuck.
Do you have any of the slightly used dolls around? These ones are a little expensive.
They're dishwasher safe, so that's still sanitary.
He stepped in while she was being attacked by another man. He popped the question in December 2019.
And how could she say no?
I will be your hero, baby.
The coronavirus pandemic forced them to delay their March wedding plans. They were reportedly delayed again when he was assaulted at a transgender rally where he attended in a pink mini dress dressed as a character named Amanda. He received a broken
Amanda.
Nose.
Amanda?
Yeah.
This dude's huge. He's a bodybuilder. He's got freaking muscles all over the place. How's he? And he's got a shaved head and a beard. He's not passing for a woman, even in a pink dress.
Margot has her own Instagram account, which documents the pair's romance and includes several saucy pictures.
Again, she's dishwasher safe, so the sauce just washes right off.
Late last year, he said he sent Margot to a plastic surgeon after she began feeling insecure following media appearances.
That's fantastic.
When I presented her photo to the world, there was a lot of criticism, and she began to develop a complex, so we decided to have plastic surgery. She has changed a lot. At first, it was hard to accept, but I got used to it later on. Basically, they sent him a new doll.
Yeah.
First one was faulty.
Just, my God, people are whack jobs.
Plastic surge. It was an injection molding machine. We sent her to the 3D printer doctor.
All right, this is getting a little highbrow now. It's shenanigans. Let's not get too fancy.
So, Rich, what's happening in Canada this week?
Cue the music.
Your listening pleasure is Canada Watch.
Smell like pine trees in moose piss.
Canada Watch. Your furry hat matches your furry underpants. It's a design flaw or you need a trim?
Canada Watch.
Do you smell like beaver dams and old toes?
Canada Watch.
Your uncle looks suspiciously like an elk.
Canada Watch.
Sure does get lonely up there in the Yukon.
Canada Watch.
We have the polar bears and the milk in the bag, y'all.
Canada Watch.
Hey, Gord. We still like you, though.
Canada Watch.
Cue the music.
It's already played.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I played the Braille version.
Oh, that explains it. I didn't bring my special keyboard. So, in Ottawa this week, squirrels.
Yeah.
Red squirrels are chewing off and carrying away hundreds of dollars worth of festive lights from one Ottawa neighborhood.
Neighborhood.
Making spirits not so bright this Christmas. Neighborhood. There's an ooh in there. Just why the bulb bandits are doing it remains a mystery, however. Started last year when Michael and Sarah McCabe hung three 150 bulb strings on their backyard fence outside their home as they had for the past 3 decades. But a couple of weeks into December, the display mysteriously went dark. When they investigated, they found the wires chewed through and several bulbs gone. This year, they're thinking the squirrels had objected to the lights atop the fence because they interfered with their backyard highway, so they moved the lights to the back deck. But before December had even arrived, the rodents absconded with more bulbs, around $200 worth. All right, I'm going to stop right there, and I want to know where the fuck they're paying $200 for 150 feet of lights.
Well, that's Canadian.
Still.
So that's like $4.
Still. Do they not have dollar stores? Dollar stores in Canada?
Dollar stores?
Dollar.
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 Sorry. American dollar.
Sorry.
American dollar.
Go, I got to go Canadian down to everything's dollar. A loony to get some lights.
$250 worth of light strings. That's insane. And they just aren't taking the hint. The squirrel doesn't want the fucking lights there.
Meanwhile, that squirrel's heart has grown 3 sizes.
There's several theories as to why the squirrels appear determined to stop Christmas. The rascally rodents don't seem to favor any particular color. They have indicated a preference for LED bulbs, however, and specifically ones manufactured by the Chinese company Ting Shen. The very lights the McCabe's
it's
have
the extra
begun
LED.
Using. It's the extra LED?
LED.
LED? Oh. Gives it that nutty flavor that yes. They love. But at least one retailer said they're unaware of the problem.
They have a picture of a squirrel taken off with a blue bulb.
Well, that's not a bulb. One theory suggests that the animals are drawn to the bulbs because they're tasty. Would you believe the plastic insulation that covers various electric wires is soy-based? Police in Plainfield, Illinois posted online recently in an attempt to explain the phenomenon before citizens call to report vandalism. Okay, where did that come from? Plainfield, Illinois.
No idea.
This is Canada Watch.
It was next to Canada in a freak
sister cities.
Article.
Are they... Is that close to Canada? Geology is not
no.
My strong forte.
I think it's in the northern hemisphere, so pretty close.
That's true. You know, where the rocks are aligned.
Exactly.
On the Canadian side and the American side. Rodents have also been blamed for taste testing the bioplastic insulation used in modern automotive wiring.
That happens all
bioplastic.
The time.
Bioplastic.
The what?
Bioplastic.
Cabes have had enough of the experimentation. They say next year they'll be keeping their Christmas lights inside the house. Probably the best bet. TV station WDIV Detroit recently wondered what the source of a mysterious glow near its across the river neighbor, Windsor, Ontario. The discovery was less of a puzzle as it was the lights from weed greenhouses upstaging stars and creating a colorful glow. Colorful. With the reporter noting the glow looked like an eternal sunset, he said it clearly wasn't the sun or the moon. Regardless of the shade, it's terribly bright, reporter Tim Pamplin noted. Albeit 40 miles or 64 kilometers away from downtown Detroit. At the base of the lights are thousands of acres of greenhouses, many of them used for growing weed. The source of the illumination may have been a surprise to people on the street in Windsor, but not Leamington Mayor Hilda McDonald. We're basically the greenhouse cannabis capital. The situation has proved contentious between some greenhouse operators and local residences, with some arguing that the light pollution has become a public nuisance. As of last month, Leamington was exploring whether or not to follow in the steps of Kingsville, which gave the green light to light pollution and odor suppression bylaw, and to answer green light related issues. The bylaw allows for fines if the light from cannabis cultivation shines on neighboring properties or into the sky at night.
Wouldn't it be cheaper than instead of taking and making new bylaws and forcing the successful business to follow them? Wouldn't it be just cheaper to give the neighbors free samples because then they wouldn't give a shit?
I like your ideas.
Are you moving to the neighboring city?
No.
Okay.
No.
The Globe provides a nightly night show for Detroit residents, and it's not a new phenomenon either north or south of the border. CBC reported 2 years ago that Afria noted in an email response that the lights the company currently uses in its new greenhouses are LED lights, which is a closer match to the lights the light plants use for photosynthesis, and these lights have a purple color to them. Color, because it's Canadian.
Do you guys know what the Fata Morgana is?
Is that like the Fatima shrine?
No. It's a strange optical illusion, and it happens in this area. And when I was a kid, my grandmother used to get a phone call from a friend who lived along the lake, said, the lights are on the lake. So my grandmother lived in Lindenville, so it's only 4 miles from her house to the lakeshore, would drive us out there, and we'd sit at the end of 63 in Chattagee, and sure enough, there's these lights out on the lake, and they're not far enough away to be Toronto, but it's a optical illusion where the atmospheric conditions are perfectly, that it reflects what's happening just over the horizon into a closer perspective. You could see people walking and cars driving. I always used to think that it was like this mysterious middle of the lake civilization that only makes an appearance once or twice a summer. But that kind of reminds me of this. When you see the lights on the lake and you can see the cars driving in Canada, because it's 33 miles across at Chattagee.
Holy cow.
Pretty wild.
I actually had an extended argument with a woman about this, because she thought that you can't really see Toronto. It's a mirage, based on similar to what you were saying. And that does happen.
Because that would mean the earth is flat.
That would mean the earth is flat, yeah.
Like a pancake, but it still has two sides.
It's a bend in the space-time continuum.
Don't make him switch to Dr. Phil. You'll fuck up his African voice. No, but she swore up and down, you can't really see Toronto. It's that mirage you were talking about. I'm like, look, here's the math. The earth is curved this much. It's this far away. I forget the numbers now.
Yeah, but the tall buildings are what you're seeing.
Right. You can't see the first five floors.
Right. But in this Lights on the Lake, or Fata Morgana, which is what they call it, you could see the street. You could see the bottoms of the building. You could see people walking. And it seemed like it was maybe a mile out into the lake. It was pretty wild. They talk about it in old newspapers. At one point in, I think it was in the 1860s, in Buffalo, they could look across the lake and see Hamilton, and people could wave back and forth. It was that clear from both sides. So it was this weird atmospheric condition. So maybe that's what this is, because of the pot.
Because of the pot?
Yeah.
I can't wait to listen to this next week so I can Google all this stuff.
Well, man, Hamilton's got a purple sky.
They had NiagarasWaterCooler.com has a fantastic article that was written by Craig Bacon about the Fata Morgana, so I can send you that link.
Send me that link. I'm very curious about this now.
All right.
Now it'll be hard to avoid.
All right, so do you have a website for us this week?
Every week he works this fucking article in now. Jesus Christ. Are we done talking about Canada now?
Yeah. We're going to talk about your website.
That's what happened to Canada this week. We're going to talk about my website?
Your website.
My website. I don't have a website.
You do, too. I guarantee don't. You do.
All right, I do, but I'm not going to share it on the show. I use it strictly as a...
RichLovesSnarkyPuppy.com.
Damn it, Craig. I thought I was going to say on the show. What the hell is Snarky Puppy?
It's a band.
Okay.
It's like some millennial-loving band.
All right. So this week's website is a long URL. So try to follow along.
You...
I'm just going to close your fucking laptop. Fingers.
Is that .com or .net?
It's www.hat.net /abs/noclick/index. Actually, you could probably just leave off at that last slash. Noclick slash.
The resource you were looking for has been removed, has had its name changed, or is temporarily unavailable. Okay.
hat.net/abs, yep. /noclick.
ABS.
Yes. Alpha Bravo Sierra.
Okay. No click. With a slash at the end of no click?
No.
Don't click here. Everyone makes a mistake. You just clicked on a place you shouldn't click on. Please go back peacefully. Please don't click here. I'm not clicking. I'm following directions. Am I supposed to click?
Okay. Well, then that's as much of the website as you're going to experience.
Don't stop. Don't click here. I'm making it clear or what? Do not click me. So you are not a driver. Maybe you don't have a driver's license. Maybe you're just one of those lawful pedestrians. You must understand this. Don't click here. Maybe you are a driver who never stops at a stop sign. Maybe you are a pedestrian who wants to be killed. Maybe you don't understand any one of these signs. I am pretty good at psychoanalysis. I will be patient enough for you to find a way to stop you. Click me and wait, and you waste your time. Thanks for all those good-hearted readers of this site. Now go pick your favorite language to understand Do Not Click Here.
So you can actually Do Not Click Here in multiple languages?
This place do not have X-rated pictures. The author is a person with good taste. Lottery-winning tips, social insurance, tax-exempt tips, free coupon. Whatever you're looking for, you can't get it here. Please don't continue. Don't click here. It must have something to do with the way I presented my idea, so I'll present it in a multimedia way. Okay, so this keeps going on and on.
And on
and on and on and on.
All right, so.
And their friends and their friends and so on.
Don't click here if you don't have multimedia. Haven't you realized that I'm using your curiosity to say something opposite and cause you to do the clicking again and again? This is called reverse psychology. Now you realize my intention, so please don't continue. No, don't click here. Okay. So hat.net/abs/no click. hat.net/abs/no click.
You know, they're listening to a recording. They can just hit rewind and hear you say it again.
I stumbled over it, so I had to re-say it.
Which time are you referring to?
Yep. So that is it for Shenanigans this week. Thank you for listening.
Why?
We want more! For Rich, Alan, Walden, I'm Craig. Thanks for listening.